Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our study of commentaries on the Quran. Today we are finishing chapter 10 of our study, titled Errors in the Quran. Let me remind you of the first three errors, that there are chapters or verses added or dropped from the Quran, which means that we have plenty of different Qurans in the Arabic language. The second error, that in the Quran there are contradictions. If Muslims just read the Quran without the glasses of Islam, they memorize the Quran in the Arabic language, but they do not understand what they are memorizing under the system of logic or common sense. Then we talked last program on the third error, which is that in the Quran there are historical errors, and there are plenty of them, not only because the Quran disagrees with the Bible, but because the Quran disagrees with history. That is something cannot be fixed. We cannot change the history just to make the Quran historically accurate. Today we'll close the last two errors of the Quran, and that is the linguistic errors of the Quran and the style of the Quran. So quickly, let me share with you some of the linguistic error in the Quran. When I say some, it's because the Quran is loaded with many linguistic errors. And to be honest with you, since you are an audience of Americans, and the majority of you who listen to my broadcast on VCY do not speak the Arabic language, it's going to be a little bit hard to explain to you what do I mean by linguistic errors. You have to know the Arabic language, and you have to know the grammar of the Arabic language to figure out the errors of the Quran. So let me now share with you some of these errors. In the book of Kal, chapter 2, and verse 177, Allah said, "It is not righteousness that you turn your face toward the east and the west, but righteousness is to who have believed in Allah and the last day, and the angels, and the book, and the prophet, and came the money, instead of loving it, to his relatives, and to the orphaned, and the needy, and the son of the way, and the beggars, and for the necks, that is, to free slaves, and performed the prayer, and came the legal alms, and who, fulfilling their covenant, if they made a covenant, and the patient under ills and hardships, and in time of trouble, those are the one who are truthful, and those are the fearers." Wonderful verse. First time I read that to my editors, as we were translating the Quran, they said to me, "Usama, there's something wrong in that. The grammar is not accurate. There are plenty of error in that huge verse, and I do not know why you want to translate it that way." And I said, "What do you mean?" They said, "We'd like to fix it." I said, "Give me an example. How do you want to fix it?" They said, "You wrote in the Quran, it is not righteousness that you turn your face towards the east and the west, but righteousness is to who have believed in Allah." And I said, "Well, that's what Allah said in the Quran." They said, "No, this verse will read better if you say righteousness is to believe in Allah, not to who have believed in Allah, but to believe in Allah." Then I said to my editors, "I'm sorry, I cannot do that." Why? Because that's not what Allah said in the Arabic language. I am not a fabricator. I'm not here to correct the grammar of the Quran from Arabic to English. I'm here to translate the Quran from Arabic to English. Therefore, I am not going to fix the sentence. End of story. This is a linguistic error. Muhammad fall into the Quran, and I must be faithful in my translation, and I put it in English exactly as he said it in the Arabic language. How about the continuing of the verse? The word Muhammad used after that is وَآتَى الْمَالَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ. The right Arabic, sadly, you'll not understand what I'm saying here. It is وَتُؤْتُ الْمَالَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ. Not أَتَى, singular, in the past tense, and came the money to plural in the continuing present tense and to bring the money. So we're supposed to say it in English, not and to came the money, but we must say and to bring the money. But excuse me, that's not what Allah said in the Arabic Quran. Sadly, in my translation of the Quran, and I have to confess that to you, sometimes my editors would love to fix my English. Why? Because they think I made a mistake. I said, and came the money. So my editor did a great job and fixed it and wrote, and to bring the money. Sorry, this is an error in my translation. It's supposed to be say, and came the money, not and to bring the money. And by the way, we have edited that in our new updated Quran. So many times I caught my editors for correcting my translation in the English language. But sadly, sometime we made a mistake like that where I did not realize it until the book was already in print. So here is the second error in that verse, linguistic error. Let's continue. After that, he said, after we read, and to bring the money, instead of loving it to his relative, to the orphan, to the needy, and to the son of the way, and the beggars. And for the next, as we said earlier, that is to free a slave. And performed the prayer. Instead, it is translated, and performing the prayer. Now, perform the prayer in the Arabic language, singular in the past tense. But performing the prayer in the Arabic grammar, continuous present tense. What is written is a past tense singular. Even though when he starts speaking to plural. You, plural, turn your face towards the east and the west. Then he came in the end of the sentence here and he forgot. He is using a plural. He changed it to singular and he put it in the past tense. Instead of it should be plural in the present tense. That you performing, which is plural in continuing present tense. And that's not the end of it. Guess what? We have one more error. The word al-sabirin. And that is when you read in the English sentence, when Allah said, and bring the legal arms, and who is fulfilling their covenant. If they made a covenant, and the patient. And that is the word al-sabirin. In the Arabic language, it is written grammatically in error. It's supposed to be al-sabirun, not al-sabirin. And as I said earlier, sorry, some of this grammar, you as an English speaker, if you do not know Arabic, you will not understand what the error is. Well, let's move on to the second grammatic error I would like to share with you today in our broadcast. And that is what is written in Quran chapter 3 and verse 59. I looked at some other translators for that verse. And surprise, surprise, some of them fixed it and some, they just made the error. For example, in the translation of Ahmed Ali, he said, for God, the likeness of Jesus is as that of Adam, whom he fashioned out of dust and said, be, and he was. This is wacko translation for many reasons. Number one, it is not God, capital G-O-D, it is Allah. All right? Now, the end of the verse is what is important. He said, he fashioned him out of dust and said, be, and he was, he put it in past tense, which is, in English language, is good grammar. But according to the Arabic language, he corrected Allah's error of the Quran. Ahmed Kahin said, the example of Isa, he put the right name here, Isa is not Jesus, and Jesus is not Isa. Allah using the Quran Isa, which is Isa, not Jesus, which is Yeshua. So, he said, the example of Isa with Allah is like that of Adam. He created him, he meant Adam between brackets, from clay, and then he said to him, be, and it thereupon happens. That is somehow a great fabricator for the translation. He was not accurate for many reasons. Number one, he used the word clay instead of the word dust. Why? Because somewhere else in the Quran, when Allah repeated the same verse, he used the word clay. So if he put it dust here instead of clay, then we have a contradiction. Was Adam created from clay or was he created from dust? Mr. Ahmed Kahin fixed it to make it inconsistency in the Quran, but he was not faithful in his translation. But also in the end, he put it and it thereupon happens, he put it in the present tense, which is still not accurate to the grammar which we have in the Arabic language. Well, let's look at some other translator, like the translation of Daryabadi, who said, "Verily, the likeness of Isa with Allah is like the likeness of Adam. He created out of dust. Therefore, he said unto him, be, and lo, he becomes." He put it in the future tense, which is perfect translation. Now, I would like to share with you my translation for that verse, and then we'll share with you where exactly is the error. In the Arabic language, we read, إِنَّ مَثَلَ عِيسَى عِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلَ آدَمَ خَلَقَهُ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ قَالَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. In English, surely the example of Isa with Allah is like the example of Adam. He created him from dust, then he said to him, be, so he will be. Bad grammar. You mean Adam have not become yet? Is something is going to happen in the future? Remember, Allah was giving that verse to Muhammad 1400 years ago, that after the creation of Adam was 4000 plus years. Obviously, when the Muslims struggle with errors in the Arabic language, they actually just fix it in the English language, and we don't do that. That was simply a clear error in the grammar of the Quran in the Arabic language.
Muslims claim that the Quran is the final revelation of Allah to mankind, a perfect book given to us through Muhammad. Islam challenges that, upon reading the Quran, the seeker is at once convinced that it is the very word of Allah. Muslims declare that no mere man could have written such a perfect collection of verses, covering a wide variety of topics, events, and doctrines. Within the pages of the Quran, one will find familiar events and people such as the creation, the flood, Adam and Eve, Noah, Abraham, Moses, and Jesus. But even the casual reader will notice distinct and striking differences between the Quranic and the much older biblical accounts of the same topics. Muslim apologists will contend that it is the Bible which has been corrupted. The Straight Wave Grace Ministry is pleased to announce the release of a challenging and thought-provoking two-volume book series titled Exposing the Truth About the Quran. Containing over 800 pages of detailed research, the author examines these claims through careful comparisons of Quranic, biblical, historical, and archaeological records. The reader will soon discover that the Quran does not even agree with itself and is completely at odds with biblical and historical accounts. Exposing the Truth About the Quran, Volumes 1 and 2, are available now. After 14 centuries of blind adherence, now is the time for critical and thoughtful examination. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. And now, back to our show.
In Quran chapter 4, verse 162, we have another error. Obviously, that is one of the difficult errors, which unless you know Arabic, you will not understand. It says in the Arabic language, وَالْمُقِيمِينَ الصَّلَاةَ. That is wrong. It's supposed to be وَالْمُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ, not الْمُقِيمِينَ الصَّلَاةَ. Anyone who knows Arabic language will figure out that error. Those who perform the prayer. In the English language, it would sound the same, مُقِيمِين or مِقِيمُون, but the accurate grammar is مُقِيمُون, not مُقِيمِينَ الصَّلَاةَ. Let's move on to the next verse, which is Quran chapter 5 and verse 69. Similar to the previous one, Allah used the word asabi'un. It is wrong grammatically in the Arabic language. It's supposed to be asabi'in. Either one, sabi'un or sabi'in, when we translate it to English, it is written the Sabians. And that is accurate in the English language, but not according to the Arabic grammar. In Quran chapter 7 and verse 160, in the English language we read, and we divided them into 12 tribes. Sounds good. You don't see any error in it. But when we read it in the Arabic language, it says, وَقَطَّعْنَاهُمْ إِسْنَتَيْ عَشْ أَصْبَاطًا. That is very bad Arabic. Why? Because it should read, وَقَطَّعْنَاهُمْ إِسْنَيْ عَشْ صِبْطًا. Not إِسْنَتَيْ عَشْ أَصْبَاطًا, but إِسْنَيْ عَشْ صِبْطًا. Any Arabic speaker will figure out this is a grammatical error in the Quran. How about Quran chapter 20, verse 63? They said, those are two sorcerers. In English, we don't see anything wrong with that. But when you read the same words in the Arabic language, in the Quran, it says, Inna hazana lasahiran. And that is very bad grammar. Why? Because the actual right grammar to read these words, it is, Inna hazain lasahiran. Not hazan, but hazain. Now, in Quran chapter 22, verse 19, we read, Those two are debaters who dispute concerning their Lord. Once again, when you read the verse in English, you don't see anything wrong grammatically. But in the Arabic language, we read, Hazan khisman ikhtasamu fi rabbuhum. That is very bad grammar in the Arabic language. Why? Because in the Arabic language, we have singular, and we have dual, and we have plural. And plural is three or more. The dual grammar does not exist in the English language. We have singular or plural. And plural in English, two or more. Because it's supposed to read, Hazan khisman ikhtasama fi rabbuhuma, not ikhtasamu fi rabbuhum. Because he's making a dual words mixed with plural words. The noun must match the verb of the sentence. And Muhammad did not do that here. He put the noun for dual and the verb for plural. Quran chapter 49, verse 9. Once again, similar to the error which we read in Quran 22:19. For in Quran 49:9, we read, And if two parties of the believers should engage in war, so reconcile between them. In the Arabic language, وَإِن طَائِفَتَان مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ اقْتَتَلُوا فَاصْلُحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا. And that is, once again, bad grammar. Why? Because it's supposed to read, وَإِن طَائِفَتَان مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ اقْتَتَلْتَا فَاصْلُحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا. Not اقْتَتَلُوا plural, but اقْتَتَلْتَا dual. To match the dual noun, which is two parties. Quran chapter 63, verse 10. And because, once again, Muhammad in his writing of the Quran, he's concentrated so much on the poetry. He did not catch his grammatical error. I'll give you a good example of that. In Quran chapter 37 and verse 130, it said, Peace be on the family of Yasin. That's an error. Why? Because the name is Al-Yas, not Al-Yasin. But because he concentrated on the poetry, he said, Salamun ala Al-Yasin. When in reality, he should say, Salamun ala Al-Yas. Similar to that, in Quran chapter 95, verse 2, it says, And by the mount of Sinin, which actually he's supposed to say, Sina. Why he made it Sinin instead of Sina is because he is concentrating on the poetry format of his writing. This is some of many grammatical errors all over the Quran. Now let me share with you one last error, which is the style of the Quran. When you read the Quran, surprise, surprise, you see that there are plenty of words Muhammad put in the beginning of the chapters, which does not have any meaning. Not in the Arabic language, not in the English language. Like Alif Lam Mim, A-L-M. Alif Lam Ra, A-L-R. Kahayais, which is the letter Q, H-Y-A-S. And so many of my friends, when they read my translation of the Quran, they said, Brother Usama, what is these words in the beginning of the chapter? And I said, it is nonsense. What do you mean it's nonsense? It is nonsense in Arabic and it's nonsense in English. It's just letters from the alphabet in the Arabic language. And Muhammad began this chapter with these letters. No one understands what it means. If Allah is God, He will not use such letter to communicate with anybody. But Muslims will say, that is a miracle. That is unbelievable. Great writing of Allah in the Quran. Amazingly, some Muslim will tell you, these are letters, no one understands its meaning except Allah. Other will tell you, no one will understand its meaning except Allah and Muhammad. And some other will say, no, we actually know what it means. These letters mean, and they give you some fabrication or some interpretation to what this letter means. And Muslims will tell us, if all the humans and the jinn gathered together, they could not come up with any portion like that which is written in the Quran. And that is what is written in Quran chapter 17 and verse 88. Here is what Allah said. Say, surely if the humans and the jinn gathered so that they might bring forth the likeness of this Quran, they cannot bring forth the likeness of it, even if they were packing one another. But amazingly, when we read the Quran, in Quran chapter 53, verses 19 and 20, we read, "Have you seen Al-Lat and Al-Uzza and another, the third one, Manat?" But guess what? After that, the jinn, which Muhammad and Allah are telling us cannot write anything like the Quran. The jinn added verses by saying, "These are the exalted one, and surely its intercession are hoped for." And even though these were the words of the jinn, neither Muhammad nor early Muslim believers could figure out that it is from the jinn. Why? Because it is like that which is in the Quran. So if Allah said no one can write like that which is written in the Quran, especially if the human and the jinn gathered together, backing each other, they could not write anything like that which we have in the Quran. But here in the Quran we see the jinn alone wrote that which is like what is in the Quran. Even Muhammad himself could not figure it out that it was the writing of the jinn. In other words, the jinn can write like what we have in the Quran because he already wrote in the Quran. And by the way, many humans wrote beautiful poetry much better than that which is in the Quran. Like Shakespeare the British and Voltaire the French. And neither Shakespeare or Voltaire claimed that they are prophets or they are messenger from Allah. Don't forget that Omar gave us so many verses in the Quran. Some of the ladies also gave us verses in the Quran because Muhammad heard them and he liked what they said and he just insert what the human said in the pages of the Quran and make it part of the Quran. And to continue our study of commentaries on the Quran, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.